very few little turnovers in the neutral zone at the blue lines, whereas we used to try and make a nice one-on-one play or two-on-two, two-on-three plays, and we're just starting to figure it out now that you can't do that. Teams are too good, players are too good, and it's just smart hockey. It's more like let it happen instead of trying to force it to happen. It's going to happen with the hard work, and you get rewarded for it. It's just the way it is.
It seemed like you guys were playing faster in the first period than the Maple Leafs. Obviously, the Maple Leafs had a little tougher schedule than you. Is that part of your game plan to kind of jump on them early with your energy, and especially your forecheck?
Yeah, it was something we talked about, and we wanted to show them that they're kind of struggling a little bit right now too. So you get on top of them right away, and confidence is not really there. So that was the main thing for us, and kind of just keep the momentum going from last night or yesterday afternoon. It was a good win, and we're on a very emotional high, and I think a team can kind of sense that if you come out strong.
And I'm sure you've already answered this, so sorry, but what do you think about now? I think you're 4 points ahead of Winnipeg and Buffalo now. Just kind of want to keep that rolling.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, but we needed that. We kind of knew that we had to try and set ourselves up a little bit for a tough road trip coming up, and we haven't been very good, so it's a nice feeling, but by no means are we comfortable. We're trying to go for that division championship. It's going to help us out a lot if we can, and as many games that we can win against teams that are having a tough road trip as well, or a tough schedule as well, it's good for us.
Well, you guys were a lot more aggressive on the PK tonight than the game against Tampa, where you guys gave up two power play goals, and then you were able to not give up any to Boston, and you guys had a shorthanded today. How much did the conversation after that Tampa game, since it was a win, how much did you guys focus on getting back to being more aggressive on the PK? Was that part of the conversation?
Pretty much the entire conversation, yeah. It was, I personally like being aggressive. Doesn't give people much time to make a play, and especially with how skilled everybody is, Tampa especially, they can just dissect you, which is what they did. So we talked about that, and we said, look back on when we were successful, and it was because guys didn't have a chance to make a play. And sometimes they're going to make a nice tic-tac-toe or get a good bounce, and we can live with that, but we don't want to give them anything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.